Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 10, Number 2. In the last edition of SNU, I discussed the relationship between sports nutrition and optimum health. So once again, here's my personal definition of health. Health is a state of complete spiritual, metaphysical, emotional, mental, physical, sexual, financial, and social well-being. It's an optimum state of balance and quality. Optimum health provides us with the insight necessary to define our goals and the motivation required to achieve them. When we are truly well, we are able to adapt to change and stress without significant damage. In essence, sports nutrition and optimum health are one and the same, like energy and matter. Energy equals mc squared. Do you know that formula? Well, one of Einstein's greatest insights was to realize that matter and energy are actually different forms of the same thing. Like water, for example, by changing the temperature, you can move water from a liquid to ice to steam and back and forth, but chemically it's all related. So matter can be turned into energy and energy into matter. For Einstein, it was all about seeing things differently, seeing things that no one else could see or even hope to imagine in a thousand lifetimes. But there it was, right in front of him all the time, like nature and reality. Reality is. It was his to discover, but not invent. Einstein merely found a way to explain reality. He didn't invent reality. He's a part of it. Now, whatever reality is in the fullest and most complete sense, we're just uncovering its truth, micrometer by micrometer. But we are moving forward. Like the famous explorers Sir Francis Drake, Marco Polo, or Christopher Columbus, they discovered new lands and new worlds, but they didn't invent them. And like them, we too are here to discover the natural laws of the universe that govern our health and existence. The same is also true for sports nutrition. Few people know what it actually is. It's something they need to discover. They don't know how eclectic it is, how deep and wide it is, and how all-encompassing it is. But that's why I love it. Sports nutrition is infinite and lies at the center of my health consciousness. Now, I'm sure you've heard me speak about a health-centered consciousness and what that means. It means your thinking, breathing, eating, sleeping, and training health, and whatever else you can think of. It's always in your head. It's in the back and the front of my mind. I'm always thinking about it because it intrigues me and fascinates every fiber of my being. Few people can really understand that or even care, but to quote Howard Roark from Ayn Rand's novel, The Fountainhead, "Selfish? Is that what they call me? Well, I am. I live by the judgment of my own mind and for my own sake. My truth is my only motive, my work, my only goal." On this edition of Clinical Review, I'll continue with my review of the sports nutrition principles taught in the Principles of Sports Nutrition course. So the next principle is one of my favorites. Of course, each one is one of my favorites, but this one is an extra favorite, muscle, M-U-S-C-L-E, the health engine. Muscle is the health engine of the body. It's what drives the train along the tracks. It's what pulls the entire line and leads the body forward. There's no motion, no movement, and no action without muscles contracting as one, and that takes energy. So muscle is all about energy, and it's also all about health. Skeletal muscle needs to be serviced, looked after, nourished, and rested. It cannot be neglected, or it will atrophy and die. I remember coming across an article in Muscular Development magazine a decade or more ago, written by Dr. Colgan. He was writing about how glutamine is lost from muscle after a hard workout and how important it is to the immune system. He said that white blood cells can't reproduce without glutamine, and that glutamine's production occurred in myocytes, which are muscle cells. And that's when I really got the connection between muscle and my immune system. Let your muscles go, and you can kiss your immune system goodbye. So the immune system is directly related to the health of your muscle. Skeletal muscle is voluntary. We command it into action. Go ahead, right now, just raise your hand. The muscles are cooperating with the command center. You are in control. It's under our direct control, our skeletal muscle, because they're voluntary. It's how things are put together. And that is provided our nervous system and brain are functioning well. So there's a definite relationship between the health of our neuromuscular system, skeletal muscle, central nervous system, and our brains. Systems biology is what that means. Everything is connected and dependent on each other. Every cell, tissue, organ, and system. Now, muscle are where fatty acids are burned for energy. To burn fat and oxidize them, these fatty acids, we need the driving force of a strong muscular system. Lose muscle and you gain fat. Lose muscle and your metabolic rate decreases faster than life itself racing by. Lose muscle and you lose the furnace that produces the heat for thermogenesis. Lose muscle and fat starts building up in your arteries and around your visceral guts and organs. As a health collective, we need to promote weight training and get that message across by our living example. That resistance training is how you build, maintain, and preserve our glorious muscle. It's a good thing, and that we can utilize the force of gravity to our advantage by understanding how gravity works in the gym and lifting and pulling and pushing weights against it. We can utilize gravity to our advantage with the weights in hand. To command nature, we must obey her. Sarcopenia implies the slow, gradual, and inevitable wasting of flesh over time, but it accelerates like a wildfire if you ignore your muscle. The catabolic forces of life, namely oxidation, cosmic radiation, gravity, and entropy, are working 24/7. They never take a break, and they all work against muscular health. That's why we have to train and keep our anabolic drive alive. Training muscle correctly is an act of discipline. It's a philosophy of science and thought. When we go to the gym, when we run, swim, cycle, or play sport and use what we have, we must train with intelligence and intensity. Now, here's another important concept, muscle symmetry. Very important. No one sport uses every single muscle uniformly, in balance, and evenly, meaning both sides of the body. Who uses their left and right arm equally throughout the day? How about your feet or legs? We need to support all of our weaknesses, the weak links that are created by living in this century. We're only as strong as our weakest link, so identify what the weak links are. Embrace them. For most people, muscle itself as a whole is a weak link. It's been largely ignored for most of their lives. These same people often take health and muscle and function and their bones and brains all for granted. We can't. That's crazy. It's nuts to ignore what we cannot replace. That's how we lose something of great value. Muscle is the seat of our immune system. there are approximately 640 individual skeletal muscle fibers in the body, and they will all decay individually if we ignore them. Muscle must be worked like a show dog or a champion racehorse. If not, we can't expect to keep it working well or operate at peak efficiency for long. It's our personal obligation to look after the muscle we own and functionally possess. But no one can do that for us. To ignore our wonderful muscle is to ignore the very essence of the philosophy of health. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from the Austrian oak himself, the Tomaneda. The last three or four reps is what makes the muscle grow. This area of pain divides the champion from someone else who is not a champion. That's what most people lack, having the guts to go on and just say they'll go through the pain no matter what happens.